Blog Talk Radio.
Think I can fly. Think I can fly when I'm with you. My arms are wide, catching fire as the wind blows. I'm a bad, I'm rich enough for pride. I see a billion dollars in your eyes. Even if we're strangers till we die.
Yeti, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing tonight, Pam?
Well, we're waiting for Mike to call in. He said he was going to call in about, what, 3 minutes ago? Maybe 5 minutes
ago?
Yeah,
this guy, man. Late. Late as usual, Mike. Like, come on, man. Punctuality. This is the guy who says I was in the army or the forces. I'm pretty sure you got to be punctual there. If not, you're getting your ass kicked. I think we
exactly. All right. Well, while we wait for him to call in, I'm just gonna give you guys a little recap of the show. We're not gonna go into everything just yet. But basically, we're doing the results and predictions for both leagues. We got some big news coming. I don't know if we're going to be able to say exactly what's going on, but it's a little hint. We got some step-ups. We got some people that just don't want to play in the league anymore, even if they're a captain. We got some MHL drops.
I don't think we have any trades.
I don't think we have any trades.
I don't think there was any trades during the trade deadline. I think there was only about two trades
all season, and they both came from your team.
I think there was a couple more, but
MHL only.
Oh, and the MHL, yeah. Well, I think there's only two this whole season, yeah.
I think that's a record.
Which is surprising. Yeah, because usually you see like a flurry, especially on trade deadline. Like, this is
trade
the quietest it's been. Yeah, like I know
some captains were getting were putting in offers, but some captains just didn't want to do it.
Yeah. You know what? Good thing we didn't decide to do that trade deadline show, because we would have been sitting there playing with ourselves, like have nothing to talk about.
maybe the MHL trade deadline would be
a little bit more packed.
As we all know, trade deadline I think is this Sunday for the AHL, if I'm correct. But
yes, I'm pretty sure it is.
So we just got a word from Mike. I don't think he's gonna be here for like another 5 minutes. So it's either we go into recapping the leagues or we give some shout outs right now.
You know what? Let's fucking just start without him. You know,
we're gonna start off in the AHL first.
All right.
If that's all right with you.
Yeah, let me just here pull some of the stuff.
We only had games on Monday in the AHL.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. They only play Mondays, Thursdays. It seems like this season the AHL.
Mondays. They have one game on Wednesday, and then they have two on Thursday this week. But usually, I think every week I see at least two games on Monday, a game on Tuesday, Wednesday, and two games on Thursday. But Let's get into this while we wait for Mike. Hopefully, Mike will call in while we're on this topic. So,
I gotta say is Mike's got to learn some grammar here. When he sent us a message, he says, "Children, the fuck out." All right, children. I think you mean chill the fuck out. Like, come on.
He just corrected himself.
Punctuality.
He said, supposed to chill. The fuck
too
out.
Late.
I already
called him out. You know what? All right. So, yeah, sorry for interrupting there. Let's go on here.
You got to be like Jason Blaze and calling in while you're at work or on your way home from work. Dedication.
Yeah, like, exactly. Ah.
Okay.
All right. So,
let's get into it. So, the first series we have on Monday in AHL was the Puppy Monkey Babies, which is Airborne Infantry, and the Protein Farts, which is Homebrews. And it looks like the Protein Farts swept here, taking game 1 6-0, taking game 2 5-1, and taking game 3 3-2. By the first two games, I honestly didn't think that third game would be as close as it was, but maybe Airborne got his team together and they managed to get some points up or possibly play better defense. Let's take a look at the stats, though. Yeah, Eddie, what do you think about the series? Will we load up stats?
You know what? I can't remember what my prediction was for this series, and I'll be honest about that one. But this is an upset, and I think I went for the underdog. I have to go back and check, blah, blah, blah. I know. But still, this series could have... Sorry, let me correct myself here. This series wasn't an upset. This one was just the best team going in here and just showing the worst team in the league how it's done. But it does look like Airborne's team was able to manage to get something going I do know that Airborne's team did not have AC for this series. He was called up and used in the MHL that night.
No,
so
no. AC was Link. He played at least game one.
He played game one. Game two, I think it was halfway through game two, he had to leave. That's when we were starting. And then game three, he missed. So I don't know if that was the deciding factor on the team or what happened there, but
I honestly think it was a defensive collapse here, because I'm looking at the stats for game one, and big shout out to Hubs, 5 goals in game one, and then you got Homebrews, who's a defenseman, who had 5 assists.
It looks like this was the Hubs show that night, because in game two he had 4 goals. And then Tom with the other goal, and let's see. I'm curious.
They also played. I don't know for game two, but I know for game one, they played with a CPU right wing, the protein parts.
Okay, so we got
Mike on the air.
Slacker, late motherfucker, Marine Mike here on the air, who can't call like Jason Blaze does when he's on his way home.
I'm sorry.
No.
See, the difference between me and Jason Blaze is the fact that I work with my customers directly. I work with my customers directly with my roofing repairs. So I can't be on the phone while I'm talking to my customer saying,
what?
Hey, this
We're
is why you have a leak
that.
In
We're
your roof.
But when you're on your way home, you could have been, you know, driving, Bluetooth on, calling in, talking
to
us.
Oh, not my area, dude. The signal, I'm like 5 yards away from a fucking cell phone tower and I don't even get a fucking signal.
Hey,
right,
we got a caller, though.
I think we have a caller. I think it's Blaze. It's a 705 number. I could be wrong. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey. No, just kidding. How's it going, guys?
Good. How's it going, Blaze?
Blaze, are you calling?
Forget calling.
How's your...
No, I'm sitting on a pile of laundry trying to fold it.
Mike, at least that's dedication. He's still working and he's calling in.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I make more money than him, and I'm more professional than him, and I don't want to lose my job.
Dude, that's how my boss is stuck my dick
now,
every day. Fuck.
Is Mike or is Blaze the one that's suspended off his account for 2 weeks?
Hey,
we'll get into that
Xbox Live.
Yeah.
When I'm at work.
We'll get into that later. But we just finished talking about the protein farts and the. Puppy Monkey Babies series.
So what happened on that one?
Protein Farts ended up sweeping. They took, again, game one, 6-0, game two, 5-1, and game three, they won 3-2.
Well, to be honest, I knew that was going to happen, but I still rooted for Airborne. You know, someone's got to root for the underdog.
Well, I think in this series, I actually predicted Airborne, Homebrews to sweep here. Yeah.
I think we all did, honestly.
Except for me.
But we were just talking about Hubs and the big night he had, because in game one and two combined, he had a total of 10 goals.
And then game three, he had another 2 goals. We had 12 goals over one show in this series. CK Benson barely had any like pucks on him. He had 10 shots on him in game three. Like,
yeah. Well, again, it gets to the point of Homebrews and Drop and how fantastic they play on defense together.
But the funny thing is, Airborne had a net game three. I don't know if he was in net game one and two, but. Airborne Infantry had the user waiver, and he had Rocco in net for him. And Rocco's stats, all right? And my hat is off to you, Rocco, good sir. All right? 21 shots again, 18 saves, 3 goals again, save percentage of 857.
Not
now,
bad.
For a guy that I remember hated goalie, and if someone asked him to, he would fucking leave the lobby.
Don't forget, they
he never plays goalie.
Those numbers, that is...
They also had two computers playing in that game 3-2.
Yeah, and the one computer had two shots, and the other one computer didn't dick all.
That's typical computers for you, though. Can't really expect them to do anything. Maybe they should have put Rocco and Net there in all three games. Maybe the series would have been a little bit closer.
Maybe, because it looked like he still was set on his head and gave him a chance to win that game.
All right, Mike, do you wanna take over the rest of the AHL?
What teams did you touch up on?
That's the only series we covered so far. We haven't talked about your dumbass. Yeah, we haven't talked about your dumbass, and we haven't talked about the best team in the AHL, Jason Blaze's series.
Speaking of, what's your stats then?
Let's talk about Jason Blaze's series.
Holy shit.
Let's talk about your series.
8.80 ERA.
All right, we're going to talk about my series. All right, first of all,
yeah,
I would like to...
Yeah, no stats
first,
entered.
Hey, I just got home from work, all right?
Monday.
So, anyway.
Seriously,
Monday. No. My series was Monday, but it was a remake. It was a reschedule. We played last night. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember hearing about this from Zebra. You guys were playing at like 10 o'clock at night to start the series or something bullshit like that. Thinking you guys are an MHL club when really you're in the AHL. Trying to make you guys feel all big and important, were you?
Wow, you feeling salty over there, Yeti? I mean, shit.
You're not even on our level yet, Mike. But anyways, carry on with your...
Yeah, please.
Come talk to me when you're in the
Tango
NBA shelf,
All you gotta say is Zero Tango probably carried the series and won it for you guys. Am I right? Yeah.
Nope. He was a big help on defense. Great help on defense.
We'll see
but
what
it was basically,
Mike says before is...
But it was the Sedin brothers of Marine and fucking Dangles. Lighting it up. Letting that
there's our Sedin brothers. You mean
we
Dangles
are
carrying your slow ass across the
Dangles
blue line? And...
No, it's not like that at all. So anyway, first of all, before everyone starts jumping in, I'd like to make a big public apology. I was banned. For those who hasn't heard yet, I was banned because people like to shit talk me on Xbox Live when I hand them their ass in Hut. So I talk shit back, and we live in today's society where everyone is pussified, and it's all participation and work because daddies are a bunch of fucking pussies,
okay,
and they raise
the
pussies. So anyway, I was banned for 2 weeks. I figured, you know, I have an account, changed my name. I talked to Luckton, changed my name on the form, and so it counters this with my new account. Thinking this would be allowed, Luckton said, okay, we misunderstood each other, and I was given a green light to play. So I like to say sorry to the MEC for the miscommunication and everything like that. I don't like to break rules. For those who don't do it. Don't follow my suit. So anyway.
Rule breaker.
Shit. So anyway, let me go to my phone and bring up all the stats. Game one was 4-3. We beat Chequawk Orange. Big goals from two from myself, one from Dangles, and one from Christian, who was the game winner. Game two was another close one, 4-3. Dangles had two goals, I believe, and Christian had the game winner again. And game three, it was just a light show. We jumped up in the first period. We jumped up like 3-4-0. The game finished out 7-3. Dangles had like 2-3 goals. Christian had like 2-3 goals. I had 2-3 goals myself. So we took the sweep.
Now,
any questions?
Before anyone jumps in on here, since it's brought up and it's the team, big shout out to Savvy who stepped up. I know last show we didn't really clearly tell what was going on, but it's official and we can tell you guys now, Legion is a little bitch and he quit the league because one of his players got called up the MHL full time. And Sabi, big shout out to you, bud. Great
big,
job for stuffing
shout.
Up.
That was the other reason
and,
why the game
okay,
was rescheduled.
And something else I want to say to Sabi, this is from me personally to you, Sabi. I personally am going to apologize for what we're going to talk about later on in the show and what you might have to deal with for the rest of this season. I am sorry from the bottom of my heart.
Ouch. Did you have to mention that? Ouch. Guy's an idiot.
So,
I'm
yeah.
Sorry.
Half the reason why our series was rescheduled was because he decided on himself to try to get the team organized for tonight for Monday night. He didn't have a goalie, and he had no players that could play goalie. AC could not help him at all because he was busy doing everything. We had apparently no waivers or anything like that. So, and then we weren't sure what was going on with me, if I could play or not. Sabby said that he'd be cool with playing a guy down and just having me play, whatever. He was cool about the whole entire band and still allowing me to play. But it came down to the MEC saying that we should just reschedule when everyone has people to play. So, but major shout out for Sabby. Before he was even given the captain spot, he stepped up and tried to get the team going without no one asking him. Major shout out for that.
Now, Blaze, what's your thought on Legion? This should be interesting.
My thought on Legion?
Yeah, him quitting the league.
Doesn't he get one of these meltdowns every couple seasons?
I think every season at least.
Put it this way. The little fucking bitch boy with a goatee, because he's a fucking goat, took his ball and he went home because he was upset with how shit he was when he signed up
Wee-hee-hee.
For it. He fucking cried all the way home with his fucking ball. Legion.
He got Four. Pissed off because he wasn't able to draft Trills. Then he started losing. And then he sent his team on a fire block, on a fire sale, started losing some more. And then Grish got called up permanently. I mean, seriously, Airborne had more troubles than what Legion had. And Legion's still acting like a little bitch. I mean, major shout out to Airborne for sticking through it. But still, come on, Legion. What the fuck, dude?
Anyways, Mike, do you want to go on to the next series there? The last series we have?
I got to bring up the... I'm a little behind. I got to bring up the Moose page here. I got to find my tab.
Then, do you want me to say the scores while you do that?
Should be coming up right here. Give me a sec. Yeah, go ahead and say the scores.
All right, so it's the winning guys, which is captained by none other than Jason Blaze. Taking on the Skating Dead, which is Brew, one of the top teams in the MAHL here, and it seems like a pretty good series. The winning guys took game 1-2. Game 2 went to the winning guys.
I hear some controversy
again.
Over game 2.
Yeah, the winning guys took game 2 in overtime, 4-3, and then game 3. The Skating Dead, which is Gru's team, took it 5-3. Now, what controversy are you talking about? Because I'm least out of here then.
I just got told from a little birdie named a Squint that this series would not have gone the way it did. Game 2 would not have gone to overtime if Finn disconnect goal and disconnect. He is going to CPU, I guess, scored, and they made it go to overtime, and then they lost in overtime. This is coming from Squint. You can want to check it out. Check it out
Wait,
on the Moose
so
chat.
Fantastic.
Public.
Fantastic goal. Fantastic computer
this
scored when he let go.
This spin disconnect goal made it to the overtime. So, yeah.
All right. First of all, Fantastic has lagged out almost every single game that we play against them. So, I mean, that's no surprise there.
All right. I have a little bit of insight about the series, obviously.
No, really?
There was quite a bit of server issues, and quite honestly, if I was like a douchebag, I could have easily called for sim wins, but I mean, this is the Moose. We're here to play. Our series didn't actually end until about 10:30, almost midnight, with all the lagouts. But me and Gru, we kept the communication going. We talked it. You know, different things like, oh, we lagged out like 3 times in a row in the same game. We'll take a penalty. No, no, let's just finish out this and that and finish the game. Both games, first 2 games were tight. The third game was tight until about the last minute where they got the insurance goal. But the first 2 games were really tight. Everyone was playing offensively, and they were playing the trap game. So it was a lot of back and forth action, a lot of defensive plays. Shout out to Groove Team, they're awesome team.
Well, shout out to your team too, also taking out one of the best teams in the AHL this season.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm kind of surprised on that one, Jason. I kind of underestimated you.
Hey.
I expected to get swept. I'm eating over here. I'm eating dinner.
You
I was expecting to get swept. Shut up.
I
was expecting to get swept.
I think I've heard Jason Blaze with better grammar.
Oh, I don't want to hear you chewing, so I'm...
We almost swept ourselves.
But, hey, this is like I predicted. I predicted Jason Blaze to take it 2 out of 3.
I didn't want to disappoint Fallen Warrior, so I had to make it happen.
Who's Fallen Warrior?
Whatever, Jordan. Fuck you.
Fallen
Warrior.
All right, so do you guys want to go over the predictions for MAHL this week? We have one game tonight, and then we have
holy.
Two on Thursday.
Shoot with your mouth closed, buddy.
I know, holy shit. We're about to mute you.
I just did. Sorry.
He can message us when he's ready to talk.
Yeah.
All right. So, week 4 in the MAHL on Wednesday night, opening night of playoff hockey. I'm pretty sure none of these guys are going to want to play if their team's playing in the playoffs and they're playing tonight. But we got Gru taking on Homebrews here. This should be an interesting series from my perspective. Yeti, what do you guys have to say about this?
Well, first off, I think this is the rematch of the Battle of the Titans in the AHL. I think Homebrew's team's got the advantage here. I think they're going to come out here and they're going to pull out a close, tight win in this series. I think they're all going to be one-goal games, and there might be even some overtime. But I think Homebrew is going to win 2 or 3 games tonight. And I think my boy Drop's going to have a nice clap from the point, and I think he's going to put a couple of goals in tonight.
Blaze, what do you think about this series?
I think I agree with Yeti. It's going to be a tight series. I don't think it's going to be as defensive as Yeti's making it sound. I think it's going to be an offensive powerhouse. They're going to go back and forth with goals, and you're going to see the points get racked up.
Mike, how about you?
Hey, well, first off, I didn't say it was going to be a low-scoring game. I said it's going to be they're going to be like one-goal games, like the difference.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know what? This series could go either way. I can't even make a prediction on this one. It's going. I totally think it's going to be a very defensive game. To be honest, it's going to be low scoring.
Do any meaning on your own? Pick one.
Yeah, come on, let's go.
I'm going to give it to Gru.
See, that's where you're wrong. I'm giving it to Homebrews 2-1.
Gru getting some redemption after last time.
I don't know. I think Homebrews and Drop on defense will be able to shut Gru down. So
I think Fallen is following the prediction master on this show and going with my prediction.
No, it's the honest truth. We all know that Homebrews and Drop have been playing together for the longest time. They have the best chemistry on the blue line. So it's going to be tough for Gru and his forward line to get the puck past them. It's just, yeah. It's the honest truth. So, Mike, do you have the schedule pulled up, or do you want me to just keep going with the AHL?
I'm having problems with my internet getting the page stuff. Everything's lagging out for me.
I think we just lost Blaze.
Yeah, we did.
That's okay. Blaze.
Well, anyway, I know one of the games Thursday is actually one of the games on Thursday will be rescheduled for Tuesday next week, which will be Department of Justice and Jason Blaze's team, the winning guys.
Well,
so that game
way,
is not going to be happening.
Either way, I'm giving my prediction early. Jason Blaze is going to win 2-1.
Who do they play?
They're playing Department of Justice, and with Marine Mike K being out for a lower body injury from humping Jason Blaze's mom too hard, he's been out for about 2 weeks. So,
yeah, well, I still say I'm going to give it to Zebra Tango, and Zebra Tango is going to do his best. He's going to be the beast, and he's going to fucking do everything in this show. And he's going to make Blaze wish that he drafted him. And, yeah. Sorry, Blaze. I love you. No homo. But I got to give it to my homeboy, Zebra Tango. He's going to win it.
Whoop, whoop.
All right.
Ooh.
So, since
I got boobies all over the place.
Since that series is not going to happen, we can just go talk about the one series we're going to have tomorrow. Which is Airborne Infantry and his puppy monkey babies taking on a Checkwork Orange, which is now captained by Savvy after the emo meltdown by Legion.
This is going to be interesting.
What do you have to say about this series?
I would have to say, after seeing these guys played last night, a completely different team. By far, a completely different team, hands down, since Legion was running it. The players are actually, they all play their position very well. I mean, their forecheck is amazing. They cycle the puck well. They caught us out of position on the, a lot of cycling. And, I mean, they know how to move the puck. I mean, it's night and day from Savvy taking over. I seriously don't think Army has a chance against them at all. I think Savvy's going to sweep.
Eddie, what do you have to say?
See if the douche mullet is going to be playing for Savvy in this series. Now, if he is,
doubt it.
If he is, that's going to be a huge cancer, and it's going to be Airborne's team coming out with it. For the team.
Hey, Savvy,
now,
you listening? Don't play mullet.
But also, though, Mullet can also, if he does play, he could be also going in there with some fire in his belly and saying, fuck this, I'm going to make them all regret what they did and dropping me. So,
well, he kind of did it to himself.
He did, but you know what I mean? He did it to himself, but he could still go in there saying, I got dropped, you know, I want to prove I'm still blonde up there, you know.
I can't remember the last time that guy played in the AHL, though. I think the last time he played.
Team.
Yeah, his first season in Moose is the last time he played in the AHL.
But you know what? I'm going to have to say, I'm going to give it to Airborne's team. I want to give it to Airborne's team.
See, I don't know. I don't know. I think it's going to be a close series here. But I'm thinking Savvy is going to take this one 2-3 with at least one game going into overtime. I can see that happen.
It's you for un. By the
what?
Way, Mike.
What's that?
Oh, in the chat room you put in mute me, homo. It's supposed to be un you instead of I.
Yeah, whatever.
Now we know why you do roof repairs. You can't speak.
I'm just kind of pissed off because I'm paying like $30 a month for NHL TV and it's playoffs and the fucking games are blacked out. Why the fuck? There's three fucking games. and one of them's on NBC, and it's fucking blacked out. What the fuck, NHL?
Okay, first off, if you read the fine print for NHL TV, it says home teams that are broadcast in national regions are usually blacked out. So if the team that you're trying to watch is home and they have it on national TV free, they're not going to really broadcast it on there. So watch it on NBC.
I'm trying to watch it national. I don't have cable. I refuse to buy cable. So I have a smart TV.
Oh, that's stupid of you. You can't watch the Blue Jays then.
Fuck the Blue Jays.
Whoa.
But, I mean, I'm trying to watch it away, and it's saying it's blacked out. I'm trying to watch it national, it's blacked out. I'm trying to even watch it in French, and it's blacked out. It's like, what the fuck? You know?
I'm sending the link.
All right.
It's all good. I mean, I'm paying $30 a month.
Let's go to the NHL now. Unless there was anything else we had to cover in AHL there.
I don't think so. I think that's it for the AHL.
Okay. So we're going to go into the MHL now. We're going to recap the scores from Sunday and Monday and then do predictions for Wednesday and Thursday?
Yeah.
We have one series on Wednesday and one series on Thursday. So up in the MHL where all the big boys play, on Sunday we got the Olmec and the Blue Barracudas taking on Chicks with Sticks, so it's Ice Cream Truck versus me. And I'll let you guys speak about the series before I really get into it. But this is how the series went. The Barracudas took Game 1, 5-4. Barracudas took Game 2, 6-3. And then Chicks with Sticks took Game 3, 6-3 as well. Yeti, what was your thoughts on this series? Because I know you predicted for me to win, but that did not happen.
I called it. I called it.
You know what? I'm kind of surprised that your team didn't fucking pull one out of your ass here. Like you've been doing all season, it seems
like. I guess I could tap on this now to get you guys, because it kind of depends on what you guys say. In this series, I was missing my goalie, Baker, so I had to call up Meth. And then an hour before game time, I got the message that Drew was really sick and he was throwing up and he did not play in the series either. So I had to call up another player, Dominator Silva. So I had two AHL call-ups in the series.
That's okay. As I was saying, I'm surprised Ice Cream still didn't pull it out of their ass, and I'm surprised Ice Cream Truck team is pulling it back together and actually stringing the wins here together. And I'm trying to look over the stats here for those games, but you know what? I honestly am surprised in where Ice Cream Truck's team is in the standings. I thought they'd be higher up there. And yeah, pretty much that's it. I got really to say about that.
I'm just glad we were able to take at least one game and avoid the sweep.
Yeah.
That game one, though, was a really, really close game. It came down to the last 5 minutes in the third period, and that's when the Barracudas scored.
Well, by looking at the stats for game one, it looks like my boy Crazy Legs put on a show. 2 goals, 3 assists, 5 points, and he also had some help there from his D-man back there, K-Sarge. He had another goal, 3 assists for another 4 points. So I don't know. Did that carry over the entire series, or was that a factor? Or
what, K-Sarge?
Or like, Crazy. A factor in that series for Ice Cream Truck.
That game one, we couldn't shut him down. He was just taken as usual, as most players do in the MHL. They take the cut in front of the net, and we're just allowing him to skate there. So we kind of bit ourselves in the ass by letting him do that, but he definitely took advantage of it.
Yeah, it looks like he also took advantage of it in game two here with another with a hat trick and two assists with 5 points. So, yeah, it looks like Crazy Legs was leading the charge for your ice cream trucks team.
I just want to say, though, in game three, if you look at the goals, we scored three goals in the first period, and it was 3-0 by, I think it was the 16-minute mark. So we had we went up with a 3-0 lead early, and then we choked it, but then we also got it back.
Yeah, and it looked like in game three, your team actually was able to focus and concentrate more on Crazy Legs and minimize the damage he could do scoring wise. Like, it looked like he only put up 3 apples that game. So
you also got to watch Bar Down. Even though Bar Down didn't really.
Well, they also got Bar Down up front. I know that, and they also have. I'm pretty sure Upshaw plays up front with them.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you have to watch Bar Down too, because. Really, you have to watch your whole forward line. But we were focusing on Bar Down because we saw Bar Down just dancing around us in the corner, and we didn't like it. So that's when we started tightening up the slot a little bit more, and that's how we won game three.
Yeah.
Mike, what do you have to say about the series?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I apologize. I had someone at my door. I apologize.
Okay, we were just talking about how Fallen lost Ice Truck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're sold out. Okay, awesome, outstanding. Yeah, I so called that. I mean, I knew Ice Cream Truck had to eventually get his team turned around. It's just a matter of time. You just never count out some of the bottom teams. You just never don't.
Okay, so I guess that we're moving on to Monday's series now. Where Yeti, you'll be able to talk about this series. The first series we have on Monday is Hair Force One and Cracker Joe taking on Blue Liner and the Sesame Street Pole Dancers. And wow.
Yeah.
So game one, Sesame Street Pole Dancers, 5-1. Game
wow.
two. Sesame Street Pole Dancers, 5-1. Game 3, Sesame Street Pole Dancers, 6-0.
Oh, yeah. What happened there, Yeti?
Well, all I gotta say is going to this series, we already knew there was gonna be a lot of hurt going into it. There's gonna be a lot of pain from this series because of the whole mullet incident, him being suspended, and we having to use a call-up. So, and also, I also want to point out that having a week off of hockey kind of played into a major factor into this series, which I'm hoping that we're rectified and we're going to come out strong tonight. But, yeah, we just couldn't get things going, it seemed like. We didn't have the off, like nothing was going offensively. There was a couple, we kept on mixing up the lineups. I only got to face Kane Rome once and at the dot, and it was a good battle there for me and him. But other than that, I don't really want to comment much more on the series.
How did my boy Young Christian do?
Do not remember.
Let's take a look here.
He's number 21, right?
I believe so. His name's Easy Money or Edward Money or something like that.
I don't look at player names. I look at numbers. He got one goal in game one. And I think he got like 6 points probably in the entire series, maybe, give or take.
There you go.
Holy shit. My computer is fucking freezing on me.
It was just doing that shit to me.
Young Christian got one goal game one, 3 assists game two, and then game three I'm pulling up here right now. He had 5 points, so yeah. with two goals. It's just
big shout out to Young Gershon. I think that's the second time, or at least the second time that I know of, that he's been called up and he tore it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Young Christian is a very solid player, and I'm glad I have him on my team. Me, him, and Dangles on that forward line, it's just devastating.
Anyways, so that wraps up for that series. Let's go on to another series, where it's another sweep. No, my bad. It's not a sweep. It's the East Infections, which is Luxton taking on Shitty Wook Samurais, which is Saint. Game one, East Infections took it 4-3. Then they took game two, 7-0. And then they took game three, or Saint and the Shitty Wook Samurais took game three, 7-5. So Saint actually being able to pull off the sweep and getting at least 2 points in this series. Yeti, what do you think?
Well, I kind of predicted that the East Infections would come in here as an offensive powerhouse and just fucking wipe the ice with the Saints team. Now, I'm surprised with the score in Game 3. But, yeah, it looked like the what I thought was going to happen happened. You know, that duo up front now with Teaspoon and NJ is just fucking a devastating combo. And then you throw SBDR up there. Sorry about that. Like, that's just a powerhouse up front.
Goins just hit the ball to the wall. Martin coming in, scores. 1-0 Jays.
For those who cares, it's 1-0 Tampa Bay.
Okay. So, what the? Whoa.
So, Mike, what was your thoughts on this series?
I predicted, I kind of figured they would go in there and just like Yeti said, just go in there, just pound house. And I mean, what more are you going to do when you got offensive line like they do and just can do whatever they can want with the puck?
Ah, well, this is going to be one team to shut down for sure. Especially if they make the playoffs. It's going to be a fun playoff race. I can tell you that much. We'll take a look at the standings right after these predictions for both MHL and AHL, and we'll recap those. So that pretty much wraps it up for the results in the MHL. We're going to go on to predictions for week five. Tonight, we got one series as well. We got Saint and the Shitty Wook Samurais taking on Hair Force One and Cracker Joe. I'm going to go off here, and I'm going to say Cracker Joe's going to take this one 2-1. I don't know if they'll be able to pull off a sweep due to new lineup changes and maybe chemistry issues, but Cracker Joe will definitely win the series. What do you say, Mike?
I don't think the lineup changes are going to really affect his team much. I think they're just going to go in there and do what they do best and make that red light lamp. Or make that lamp light up. I'm so fucked up right now.
It's just not right now.
I am, like, so fucking high drunk. I haven't been home for not even, like, 48 minutes. I'm fucking, like, blitzed out of my mind. Fucking don't even care. But, no. But, yeah, Cracker Joe and his team, boys, they're going to do what they do best and going to make that lamp light up.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 3-0.
What do you have to say about the series, or about your own series, Yeti, if you want to comment?
I was going to say I'm going to be putting some bodies on the ground. And yeah, I'm kind of trying to let some hits out and make someone feel the pain that I felt from the last series.
Yes, I see Yeti going to be out for some redemption.
This is going to be a series that they come back and they get those big 2 points back. With that being said, going on to the last series we have for week five on Thursday, April 14th, is Blue Liner and the Sesame Street Pole Dancers taking on Olmec and the Blue Barracudas, which is Ice Cream Truck. This is going to be a really good series. I'm going to say every game is going to be really close, at least one going overtime. But I'm going to have to give this one to Blue Liner. 2-1.
I'm going to agree. 2-1 to Blue. You're my boy, Blue.
Yeti, what do you have to say?
Sorry, who's Blue Liner facing again?
Ice Cream Truck.
You know what? I think Ice Cream Truck's team is going to pull out the series win here.
I don't know.
I think it's going to be 2-1, but I think Crazy Lake is going to continue on his little streak he's been going on and then go.
It'll definitely be an interesting series. I think that should have been the series of the week instead of mine and Trucks. But it's definitely gonna be fun, especially if this is live streamed. We know it is because Blue Liner live streams every game he plays.
And I think streamed by Thug. I'm pretty sure he streams it tonight.
Yeah. So that series will be streamed tonight. I'll definitely be watching it. That pretty much wraps it up for the MHL there. I guess we can go into we can talk about the standings a bit for the MHL and the AHL mid-season standing report. We'll start off up in the MHL. In last place, you got the shitty Wook Samurais with 4 wins, 13 losses, 4 overtime losses, 12 points. Then you got Air Force One coming in 6th with 8 wins, 12 losses, 1 overtime loss, 17 points. Then you got the Sesame Street Pole Dancers, 12 wins, 7 losses, 2 overtime losses, 26 points. You got the Blue Barracudas, 13 wins, 6 losses, 2 overtime losses, and 28 points. Chicks with 6, 13 wins, 11 losses, 3 overtime losses, 29 points. Donkey Punch All-Stars, 14 wins, 6 losses, 4 overtime losses, 32 points. And the East Infections, 17 wins, 8 losses, and 2 overtime losses with the 36 points. Yeti, what do you think of those standings?
There's a couple, like, they're pretty much the same as what we expected they would be from last week to this week. Not much changed, really. I'm sorry. I'm looking over at the one of the polls I posted earlier this week. That was last week. So I'm talking about the new one, about the All-Star Game captains, how we like them to be selected. And it's actually pretty interesting looking at some of these results right now. It's pretty much a tied right now for having the community to vote the captains in, similar to the NHL, compared to vote for the captains from a selected all-star pool. So pretty much the all-stars are already selected, and we have Adder and choose 2 captains. I think that's pretty interesting to see right now.
Yeah, definitely go check it out on the forums.
I do also have a new poll out there. It's from us, from the media team. We're looking at doing some changes to the media starting next season. So check our website, and all input is be greatly appreciated. Don't forget also, people, we got the Moose Magazine, I'm pretty sure, is releasing this week too. So I also got to, while I'm on the topic of fucking shouting out stuff, I might as well give them a shout out too, so we don't forget about them. And the All-Star Game, I'm pretty sure, is coming up really soon. I think the date is set for the 19th. So keep an eye out on the front page, see who made the selections.
Yes, that should be coming out pretty soon because the All-Star Game is next week then. Since we went over the MHL standings, we'll go over the AHL standings too. Just loading it up right here. Okay, so in last place, we got the Puppy Monkey Babies with 2 wins, 12 losses, 1 overtime loss, 5 points. A Checkwork Orange, 6 wins, 11 losses, 1 overtime loss, 13 points. The winning guys, 9 wins, 6 losses, 0 overtime losses, 18 points. The Beliebers, 9 wins, 7 losses, and 2 overtime losses with a total of 20 points. Department of Justice, 9 wins, 5 losses, 4 overtime losses, 22 points.
You might want to change. You might want, it's 12 wins because we swept last night.
Okay, 12 wins. So that puts you guys in second above the
with 28 points.
Yeah, above the 20 above the Protein Farts, who are 11-4-0 with 22 points, and then the Skating Dead in first with 14 wins, 6 losses, and 1 overtime loss, 29 points. So yeah, those are your mid-season standing reports. I guess we could do this every week, but nothing will really change.
Sorry, what?
No, I just set off. I just listed off the AHL standings.
No, I heard that. I thought you were like, that's something.
I actually see the AHL of the top four teams. It's probably going to end up being very close in a tight battle. With everything has changed and everything like that, it's going to be a close finish to the end.
All right, just a couple more things before we end off the show here. Captain's reminder, get your stats in we can go.
Before we do your final thought, we forgot about the call-up drop. Or the wave,
yeah.
The drop and then the wave thing.
I was about to get into that as soon as I said Captain's getting your stats.
As soon as you said that, it reminded me. I was like, fuck it. We want to say it now.
But yeah, Captains, don't forget to get in your stats so we can have a good long show and we actually know the scores of your games. I know the AHL is really good at doing that. MHL, getting better. We'll leave it like that. There was a drop and ad in the MHL. Yeti, do you want to take that over?
Okay, so Saint drops Light Skin and calls up the Grishmeister. And before Light Skin cleared waivers and was dropped down to the AHL, he was grabbed off the waivers by Crack the Joke. And then Elegant Mullet was dropped to the AHL, who has cleared waivers. And now is part of Savvy's team.
Well,
so that was the only move
we saw
this week.
Coming, until we saw Mullet in the AHL this season. Guy's been a total douchebag last season and this season. He needs to get his shit together. Maybe he needs to take a time off from the Moose for a bit, get everything gathered up, and then come back and be the player he used to be.
He needs to go spend some time with Legion.
No. Mullet, he's a great guy. But I've never seen him like this, so I think he just needs to take some time off, and he needs to go. He needs to go spend it with some old Moose vets and possibly get
Pommel
back to what he was, the way he was before. Because when he was talking and everything, the parties were so much better. He was a much better goalie than he is player. I have to say that. I have to give him that. So maybe this is a wake-up call for Mullet.
You know what? Maybe. Or maybe it's just his true colors coming out finally. Who knows? But yeah. I don't expect him to be coming back next season. I expect him to take some time off and reevaluate what his goals and everything for this league are.
Yeah.
If not,
Mike,
he should just retire.
Well, to be honest, because of the last two seasons that he's been acting like this, I really don't see him. If he does come back next season, I don't see him being drafted in MHL at all. He'll be stuck down in AHL for a while until he gets his shit together.
Well, maybe that's what he needs. Going on to another announcement. I don't know if we can really say. We're not gonna say it, but we're gonna give you guys a little hint if you guys go in the forums by the end of the week, there will be a little post there that you might be interested in reading. It's definitely going to change the league for sure. Wouldn't you say, Yeti?
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain this without giving out info.
As vague as possible. What are we talking about? Has there been an addition to something or something?
No.
Someone leaving us possibly?
Possibly leaving us.
Well, you know what? It is what it is. If it does happen, I wish all the best to him. And you know, but if it doesn't, you know what? I think it's the right decision. But whatever the decision is, I'm backing. So
that's all we can do is wish him the best. We'll be able to talk about this more on Sunday show if it actually does happen. What else have we got? We're going to give a little plug-in for recruitments, guys. Let's get some new guys in the league. We need to grow this league to the way we had it before, where we had members after members after members signing up. I remember one season, Yeti, I don't know if you recall, but we had around 300 signups.
Yeah,
oh,
I remember we...
Man.
We had
18 AHL teams.
18 teams in the, I think, both leagues, right?
No, 18 in the AHL, and we had, I think it was 10 in the MHL.
I remember at one point when we first came in, we had the affiliates. We had enough teams to, I think there is, we had pretty much about 20 teams in total, so... And back then, this is before this whole...
Before any of you young guns.
Yeah. like they still, the AMHL had call-ups still too, and yeah, it was weird.
Back when EWTU Eric was running the league?
Yes, Eric and his beard, where I swear he still has a fucking, like a bird in there, man. I swear he has a bird in his beard. That guy's so epic. It like inspired me to grow mine.
Nice. Oh, drop it. Sorry, Batista hit the ball.
Anyway,
that's basically all we got. Again, don't be. We have the another radio show coming up on Sunday and Wednesday next week. Same time, same place. You know where to go. Be on the lookout for the AHL or for the All-Stars. That should be posted soon. Moose Magazine should be coming out really soon. And I just got everything for the Top 10, so Top 10 will be out very shortly.
Yes, and keep those submissions coming in. Deadline for submissions will be tomorrow night at, what you say, 8 p.m.?
No, 11:59 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. No,
on
Friday.
On Friday.
Yeah, sorry. I'm thinking it's Thursday for some reason.
I wish it
but
was.
Yeah.
I have playoff tomorrow.
But yeah. Submit them. If you want to win money, submit them. Make sure they're good and they're worthy of making money. All right? I've seen some of these submissions. They're getting better. I like what I'm seeing. I want to see some more goalie submissions out there, people. You know, I want to see some D-men out there doing some fucking dirty shit. I don't want to see just forwards. I don't want to see the same people over and over again.
I
want
to see
some
goalies making
some
fantastic saves.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I seen some from some last week's submissions I liked, and I'm not going to give into any details, but you know what? Keep an eye out on for this week's top 10. All right. I'm pretty sure if the one I think I submitted gets on there, everyone's going to laugh. They're going to love it. Well, I didn't submit, but I selected.
Anyways, so that's it for
one more scene. I got to say this. Sorry. This is a shout out to Blue Liner. I think he broke his career record of one goal a season this season. I think he's got 2 or 3 goals now.
What? Is that a does he get a milestone card?
Can we make him one? We will make him one. And
let's make him a milestone card.
And he'll get a sloppy blowjob from Mike.
Sounds hot.
Okay, now final thoughts.
Mike, your final thoughts on for this show?
Hey, as always, we need more people, gents. Go out there, recruit, but make sure they're not douchebags. We don't need more douchebags. We're weeding them out. Get some good players. Submit if you want to be seen, you want to be heard, call into the show. we'll be glad to hear from you. Submit your videos. If you had a good goal, good save, or an amazing hit, submit it. We want you guys to be seen. The more we see that, the more you get looked at, especially by the MHL. So all you guys in the AHL, the rookies that wants to get looked at and everything, this is your chance to be seen and heard. Other than that, keep your sticks on the ice, and fuck you, San Diego.
Yeti, your final thoughts?
Well, I got to say, fuck you, Mike. Fuck you. All right. Let's go, Blue Jays. All right.
Let's go, Blackhawks.
And I'm waiting for draft.
Blue Jays.
For all you Leafs fans, I'm sitting there with you with the clock, counting down, hoping that fucking Edmonton didn't suck someone off to get the number one overall pick again.
They probably did.
I got a question. Did a Canadian team make it into the NHL at all this year, the playoffs this year?
No.
This is the only second time in, I think, history that's happened.
Oh, so no wonder all you damn Canadians are all, like, up in arms about baseball right now. Shit. Guys need something
Mike.
To watch.
Bye.
Rodriguez, strikeout. Anyways,
it's basketball fever up here too. By the way, Mike, can't forget about our Raptors.
Who gives a shit about the basketball?
That's what I say too.
You know what? Fuck
anyway,
you, and get off my
guys,
get off my show.
Thank you guys for watching this show, or not watching, listening to the show. Again, we're gonna be back here on Sunday and Wednesday. This is myself, Colin, Yeti, Mike, saying later for this show.
Yep.
Ciao.
Deuces.
Hey, little mama, with that tight dress on, I got a small proposition for you. You look kinda sexy, got it going on. Here's what I want you to do. Come a little closer, let me see. That song, let me fly this number to you. You can catch me in them streets with my blue khaki on, in my chapeau, smoking blunts with my crew. Hey, all my niggas on the gangsta walk, all my niggas on the gangsta walk. Hey, all my bitches on the gangsta walk, let me see you do the gangsta walk. No matter what they say, all my niggas on the gangsta walk, all my niggas on the gangsta walk. Blow trees anyway, all my bitches on the gangsta walk, let me see you do the gangsta walk. Hey. Let me see you do the gangsta walk. No matter what they say.
It's 6 in the morning, we still going strong, and we ran out of weed at about 2.
Oh, no.
Must be the music got these gangsters gone. I'm trying to stay the funk down on you. Give it up if you fall. Give it up for yourself. Hey, pick it up if me fall.